This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have here Tom Armstrong. There's only about 26 cases of monkeypox transmitted among gay men. Yet, Joe Biden's already bought 19 million doses of monkeypox vaccine. We have also 700 million worldwide will die from COVID-19 vax by 2028. So that's the estimates we've made based on the current rate of death caused by the COVID-19 vax, not the COVID-19 itself. But the vaccine. What do you think of that? Pretty obscene, eh?
Yeah, well, that's Dr. Martini, not Martini, Dr. David Marks. I mean, that guy's a genius. I mean, he's got patents, everything.
Right.
You know, he's done his research so thoroughly.
Right. I know people are very upset with me. There's people on the other side think they have a right to an opinion, not based on facts, evidence, science, or logic. And they dug their heels in, and they thought, we're going to dig our heels in, and we have a right to our opinion, and you do deagle. But we're right and you're wrong. No, you're asses, and you're killing people, and you're killing your own family members, including yourself, and you need to stop it. All these mRNA vaccines need to immediately stop everywhere on every continent. And many doctors all over the world are doing it. Many countries are banning them. But yet people like Bill Gates of hell and our U.S. government are now even still pushing for vaccines in children under 5. It's an obscenity. Joe Biden, Bill Gates of hell, and all the vaccine manufacturers need to go to psychiatric prison. I'm not talking about executing them. I want them to go to psychiatric prison. All their assets should be seized. People like Bill Gates of hell buying up all kinds of land and farmland and so on, because he wants to now give us toxic food to go along with the green agenda. Okay? Now, Zelenka went only so far, but and I made a statement to my company, which is under my guy Michael McBride and Joe Fiegel. What's going on right now is we are going to get the oral immunization available this summer. Now, it doesn't mean to have to become famous. I just want people to get access to it at a reasonable cost anywhere in the world, which means you don't need a doctor or nurse. They just take a few pills, and they have immunity to it, because coronavirus or the vaccine is going to kill many millions and result in lockdowns and also lockdowns of the economy. Your comments. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's sure. There's things that, you know, in my commentary I brought out, and what helped me understand it more was Naomi Wolf, which was interviewed in that first article of babies, you know, dying of a heart transplant, couldn't be had the transplant because it wasn't vaccinated. Naomi Wolf was on that interview on Stu Peters. And essentially, she didn't use this term, but I call it, what all she's saying, that we're actually seeing a repeated history. History does repeat itself, as we know. And essentially, I call it the nazification of the United States medical establishment.
Yeah, well, you know the way it's being nazified. And I learned this in medical school. Let me explain what happened to me without getting into much detail. I believe Dr. Steele, who was the name of a surgeon at my medical school in Dalhousie. And he convinced me, even though he said he was a Christian, that I had to, with my first wife, have her have an abortion because she had had MS and she was dying. Now, she lost her will to live after she did. And I was very upset by the whole process. And I turned down a residency at UCLA. And when I had to do a residency at the University of Calgary, it was shortly after Roe versus Wade was passed here in the U.S. by an illegal Supreme Court, SCOTUS.
Right.
Now, SCOTUS finally withdrew that. Now, if SCOTUS did the right thing, it would review this based on the 14th Amendment, and all abortion would be illegal because it's murder of an unborn person.
Right.
All abortion. But they didn't do that. They sent it back to the states. Now, what they need to do, the pro-lifers now, is send it back to the Supreme Court and say, you need a rule on the 14th Amendment, just like when they ruled on the 14th Amendment and gave blacks the vote or other nationalities. The unborn baby is a person.
Right.
Stop this crap about pretending that the states have the right to rule abortion. If you want to stop all pregnancies, at menarche, all girls would have a valve put in at the tubal ovarian junction, and they would not get any pregnancies unless they decide to turn the valve back on to open up a fertilized ovum and a zygote implanting in the uterine wall. That's it. Problem solved. Okay? So if you want to control pregnancy with old hormones that can give you cancer, that's what you do. Stop
or
this BS. Okay?
Take the shot.
What shot?
The fake COVID shot. It can cause infertility.
Well, no, it's damaging the ovum and sperm. What the globalists want to do is they don't want any more pregnant women.
No.
They want women in the future, but they're going to be basically tranny men with a surgical vagina pretending to be women, but they don't have a uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I've said that before, and people are offended by it. Like, wake up. This is the future. And they have these mentally ill people who are pushing for mass abortion, not only right up to the moment of delivery, but even infanticide up to 3 years of age. Game over, okay?
Yeah.
All right? Now,
okay.
I want people to kind of grasp this. The globalists behind this are trying to eliminate the human race.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just women's rights. It's the right to even have a family or have women monitor their baby and their husband or boyfriend. It's game over. This is not. If you want women's rights, turn the pregnancy off immediately so they can't get pregnant from the moment of menarche. And you want a baby, turn it on for a few months, get pregnant, turn it back off again. That's that simple. Stop making this complicated. Now, they want to have female workers. Well, guess what? We need to have a home so that one income is enough for a whole family to have food, travel, vacations, whatever. We don't need to have a two-income family. That's because the corporations want it that way. So, where are we going? Well, we're going down the toilet. They don't want to have families anymore, do they?
No.
Now, I had an interesting discussion last week with Dr. Greg Ford, and unfortunately, he didn't listen to me about what nutraceuticals, and he already had some of them for the coronavirus, and he got sicker and ended up in a hospital. If you don't listen to me, you get sick or you die. Okay? That's the facts. So I want to open it up for the public out there, 877-317-6432. So, Tom, I want you to ask the toughest questions you think you can answer or get an answer. You haven't yet had an answer, and you've studied your Bible. You've talked to Betty Martini and other experts.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the toughest questions you can ask you have not yet had an answer for. Go ahead.
Well, that's going to be hard for me to do with all the research I have. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the obfuscation of the medical establishment and how they're going about doing it, which is in lockstep with what Hitler's regime was doing and Dr. Joseph Mengele. Remember,
right.
They were doing so many experiments.
And Dr. Mengele, right?
Yeah. In fact, he's right. Called the Dr. Death, and I called Dr. Fauci his replacement.
Right.
Modern day. And so they did all kinds of experiments on children, on humans, you know, I mean, adults and all, seeing how cold they could take water when they get some in it. I mean, just unbelievable all the things he did. He was
right.
And so what they're doing here, we can see how they use the COVID-19 pandemic, which was not a pandemic. Truth, more and more is coming out that it never was a pandemic. And they suppressed all the products that would work, that would actually take care of what was going on, which essentially was people with the flu and the, actually just like even Dr. David Martin said, the PCR test was a virus because it nobody it can predict any kind of virus, actually. Is the
well, the PCR is not a reliable test, but we have one that is reliable for T-cell and B-cell immunity with Dr. Voss, V-O-S-S, M-D, in our American Specialty Lab in Nevada.
Anyway, they're just continuing on. It's not going to nonstop. Just like I said, you know, showing the CDC wanted to declare a monkeypox emergency. But all that is a cover-up. It's covering up to distract what...
There's no monkeypox. That monkeypox is kind of garbage. It's the COVID is continuing.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The aluminum, nanoaluminum helps deconducting to do that. And secondly, here in Kentucky, it seems like just recently, every day this week, they've been spraying over us.
Right.
And now we know they're also spraying graphene oxide in it. And then it's coming out here lately of all the food now that they're using nanoparticles in the food supply now. And no telling what that'll do, you know, to humanity. And then here you've got the fluoride, when I was at the rehab center, they brought my wife out a protein shake, and I looked at the label on it, and it had aspartame in it. And I said, what are you trying to do? Kill the people in here?
Well, obviously, she's got organic brain damage, so they want to destroy what brain cells she does have using aspartame.
So we got so many things. You know, the GMOs, glyphosate, which they want to ban, just like they want aspartame. And now they're causing, through weather modification, droughts, which is leading to food shortages. And then you got the different food processing plants. I think it's been 40-some in the past, since last year, that has been destroyed by fire or plane crash, or whatever.
Right.
So all this can't be by coincidence. This has to be planned.
Yeah, exactly. Before I used to, and at first, when I said this to my family, they were offended when I said, I'm no longer a prophet. Well, whatever you will, I'll call it mental illness, because I was assuming you'd accept me. Which they did initially, and then eventually they thought, no, you're just crazy. Okay? Now, they got offended by that, but tough. The fact is, now I'm not a prophet, I'm just a witness. It's already happening right in front of us. Unless you're a blithering idiot, you can see everything happening right in front of us. You don't need to actually prophesy. It's all right there.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just like the Bible says. Of course, there's more referencing to the truth that's taught in the Bible, but where in Corinthians it says about Satan.
Yeah, and if they get offended at that, I will go down where's either my audience or my family or anybody, and say, I don't care if you're offended. You need to wake up to the fact this is the end. I'll give you an example of a bad scenario. People don't wake up. Most Americans act like idiots. They spit upon Deagle. They, let's say, don't help support my business. And eventually they don't even buy my EduCap. And then finally they take off the Russians enough, and Russia fires off hypersonic nukes, and most of our cities go up in nuclear flames, and they all die.
Yeah.
And once they're dying, they're saying, Deagle said this was going to happen. Where is he? He's dead. He died just before all of you idiots. And he said in his last words, judgment is yours, saith the Lord. People need to stop spitting on me and start repenting and shutting the hell up and doing the right thing to stop this foolishness. People are not prepped up and ready for this, are they? They're not.
No. Well, the problem is there's so many distractions now. You've got sports, the Hollywood, and all these movie stars or music stars and everything. It's a distraction. They don't pay attention to what's going on in the world anymore.
Right.
Especially the young ones. It's just amazing. When I talk to...
Psychotic, arrogant, self-centered, sexually perverted weirdos.
And I was talking to the nurse about the aspartame in the protein drink they had. She said, what is that?
How stunned is she?
Pardon? What did you say, Dr.?
What is her level of stunness?
She's really a nurse's aide.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. And guess what? Everybody can be brought up to speed, and when they are and they repent, they can be saved. And I care for these people. I want people to wake up. If I make a lot of money with this project that I'm working on, I want to make sure I get things back to help people survive the famine coming, survive the medical catastrophe of coronavirus that could kill them or their family. Imagine, you know, my youngest little boy, Cal, last couple days, he got the coronavirus from his daddy, who was my second oldest, and his mommy, and he got so sick he ended up in a hospital in San Diego, vomiting up even bile. If he didn't have good medical care, he probably would have died.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, he had some conventional care to kind of calm things down to the point where he's surviving and not getting dehydrated. The fact is, if you don't get adequate care during these times, you're going to die. Now, I picked it up. One of my relatives gave it to me, because I don't get up very much. And I luckily had my anti-nutraceuticals, so I'm recovering fine. But this is not a joke. This is a bad freaking bug. Short of breath, extreme tired, back pain. It's crazy what's going on with this.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
It is. And it's going to get crazier, that's for sure. I'm going to say something that crossed my mind, and I don't remember what it was.
Right.
But the thing about it is I talked to a nurse, I think it was yesterday. She was a registered nurse. She dispenses out, you know, any medications or whatever. And I was talking to her all about the shots, what they were doing to people and everything, and about the women, 80%, you know, in the first trimester losing their babies and all that. And she knew everything. I was surprised. She knew all that. So there are a lot of nurses that are awake.
Oh, yeah.
Going on. And unfortunately,
more nurses than doctors, by the way.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the hospitals, a lot of them that are awake are going on doing what they're doing anyway because they're afraid of losing a paycheck. However, there are a lot of nurses.
If your paycheck is more important than the life of your patient, shut up and quit.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And we'll develop a parallel healthcare system, which I will do, to hire people to take care of people who are sick so they won't submit to the freaking murder system we have right now. It's genocide.
And the people got to remember now, essentially doctors' way of practice is being taken away from them, diminished, especially in the hospitals when the COVID...
That's because doctors are gutless. Gutless, yeah. Idiot, sucky doctors who won't stand up for the truth.
Yeah. Although there were a few that did and lost their jobs.
So what? Lose your job.
Yeah, and they didn't mind. They were using, like, ivermectin to treat the patient. But, see, the hospital administration then become the dictators of what the doctors can do or not do.
Right.
And let them take care of the patients themselves. And all this was for blood money, and that is for everyone.
When you talk to Dr. Martini and other doctors, what's the key two or three things that they all say to you?
To me? Regarding what now?
Anything. What do they say to you?
Oh, there's so much said to me. Betty and I, first talk.
Two or three. What are the top three things? The government's trying to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
People are gutless.
Yeah.
When will this end?
Yeah.
Those are the three things.
All right. Yeah, that's true.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, I'm actually, my flight got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
It take you to get there. I got to LaGuardia Airport in New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wars.
So what do you think of that? In other words, Joe Biden's there to control demolition of America. I get a kick out of when I hear this say that he got 30 or 35% people in support of him. Those people that are 35% need to be in a psychiatric hospital. Anybody who supports Joe Biden is clinically evil and insane. Okay?
Let me tell you, those that do these poll numbers, which are ridiculous, are the very same ones that said Hillary was going to be Trump by a landslide. Landslide.
Well,
so you can't believe these.
I got a kick out of them trying to say that Trump tried to do an insurrection when I know the election was stolen. You follow my pillow guy and all of the research he did, millions of dollars. There's no indication whatsoever that Biden won any election.
No.
By 81 million votes. It's ridiculous.
There's something coming out now. There's something coming out probably next week that is either going to be stronger than the Two Mules documentary.
And it's I know the state legislature of Texas ruled that Biden did not win the election. So here's what's going to happen. My guess is we're 4 months away from the midterms. Biden will be not only removed from power from the Senate and Congress, he'll be impeached. And then he probably should be criminally charged. He is not and never was our president. He's a liar.
No.
And I didn't want to make it so that anybody who suggests that is a criminal and it's January 6th and it's an insurrection. No. Trump still screwed up in a few things, still pushing the vaccine to know that it's optional, and Trump had a closed border, had an energy independence for our country. I mean, what Biden has done is just obscene. And yet people think it's normal operational procedure. It's not. Biden is systematically destroying America, isn't he?
Yeah. But you know what gets me, Dr. Bill, is, now they're going to essentially let all of them come in without having to do a waiting period for Mexico. What are these people going to do when they get here and the economy's crashed? Are they going to go back home or what?
Well, they're going to starve. They're going to go violent.
Yeah, sure.
They're going to try to get food and water and electricity. You know, honestly, I think our society is doomed unless people wake up. And they are waking up. They're waking up. And here's what I want to see happen. Number one, get to your local sheriff and get deputized. Number two, get both lethal and non-lethal weapons, 2 months of emergency food, water, power, storage, electricity. Get ready for at least 2 months of total catastrophe caused by idiots that pretend to be our government. They're not our government. They're here to demolish the government and destroy our ability to support and take care of ourselves. This is the end of the road, isn't it?
You know, when you're talking about deputizing sheriffs, I don't think maybe even some of the sheriffs don't know they actually have more power than the FBI. If they come in the state, they can actually arrest an FBI agent if they wanted to. Their authority supersedes anyone like the FBI. So they really have the
power. So here's my solution. Number one, get deputized by your sheriff. Number two, get 2 months of food. Number three, get leaves at local Eternal Anointed Fellowships of Homes 6 to 20. Get out of the big box churches. They're frigging useless. Get out of the regular parties. We need to start a mega party, for example, and get out of the GOP. Stop it, okay? Too many of them are basically going with the demon rats and destroying the country.
And they also need to get out of the big city.
Yes. No more big cities. Clear, get out right now. Get the hell out. If you want to survive, you better be out and get some land in the reasonable distance where you have food, water, and power, and you can survive what's going on. I'm not saying you have to leave America, but you definitely have to be out of the big cities. Do not be in the big cities when all hell breaks loose, because if there's no power, food, and water, you're going to die because other people are going to want to get the small little bit you have so they can survive another 2 days to a week. Right?
Now it's going to be a very violent time.
Yeah. Does that make sense? That's my feeling. Your plan. Go ahead.
I agree with that 100%. That's why I live in a little small town, which is real nice. I call it Mayberry. That's the kind of town I live in.
Right.
And but I just can imagine what it must be like when the big cities, when all this happens. It's just going to be horrific. There was a movie years ago. It was, I think it was Patrick. What is it? Maybe played in it. What's it?
Right.
Lockdown New York, or where New York was a prison.
Right.
It's going to essentially be like that.
Well, it doesn't need to be like that, okay? This could be over no time at all. If we just had a reasonable percentage of the population woke up, we just arrest maniacs like Bill Gates of hell and George Soros and others, and just kind of say, we're not doing this. We're not going to do this. For example, people think the Second Amendment is a right to bear arms. No, it's much more than that. It's a right for personal arms, but it's also a right to have a proper deputized insurrection to take back government in our hands. Period. It is not just the right to bear arms. It's the right to have a revolution against an illegitimate government like this one. Right?
Well, essentially what the Constitution says. You know, people have the right to overthrow the government if it's going corrupt.
People don't know that we actually have written in the Constitution, the only country in history where they wrote into the Constitution, we assume that people are going to need an emergency survival document. This is the one. The one nation had one. Everybody else is...
Yeah, for a long time, they don't even teach anything about the Constitution to young ones because they're coming out of school.
Right.
That's not part of the Bill of Rights or anything.
Well, you know, I think here's what's going to happen. Here's my timeline. 4 months from now, there won't be economic chaos. There'll be a lot of pain. But what will happen is we'll have our bank reserve ready. And when martial law happens, and we get a couple thousand more people immediately with martial law, and then we get 5,000 or 6,000 more the big surge in votes, you're going to start seeing basically our economy coming back. They're going to get the oil price down. They're going to get housing prices drop. And factories that are here in America will realize, oh my.
Well, you know, talking about the oil prices coming down, if you read that article, and I've seen a lot of others concerning the diesel still running out in probably about 6 weeks now, 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
And the thing about this is, especially for diesel fuel and diesel oil, there's only a couple of companies that even do or produce it for them. And they said that they will not be able to replenish their stock back until the first quarter of 2023. So just think of all the businesses that depend on oil. The hospitals, generators that run on oil or gas. Then there's the ambulances run on oil. Fire trucks run on diesel fuel, you know. All of those. And then, of course, our trucking system runs on diesel, and trains run on diesel.
Right.
Imagine all that shutting down at one time.
Well, it's all by design. I mean, look at Joe Biden. I mean, he wants to shut things down before November so that people don't deliver food, cattle die, food rots in the shelves. I mean, imagine if it's rotting all over the place and then people are saying, I'm starving. How are you going to get this to me? And Joe says, I'm sorry. I can't do it. I'm not mentally capable of doing it. He's an idiot, and he's evil.
Well, there's already restaurants starting to shut down because they can't get a lot of their supplies, food supplies, and especially meat. And I even heard of Subway having a problem getting meat and everything in their stores. So
right.
It's going to really drastically affect restaurants. We're going to see a lot more restaurants going out of business.
Absolutely. 877-317-6432. Call in, be brave. Tom, I want you to raise the top questions. If you had God right in front of you and you want to know what to do to fix America and the world, go ahead with the 3 or 4 points you would ask. Ready to do it right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Okay, here's what's going on. Number one, the age gap moving forward, we're going to have it this by the fall. Number two, we're going to have chips to have private communication. Number three, we're going to donate to people so they have food, water to survive what's coming. And we want them to get local Eternal United Fellowship, get out of the big box churches, start celebrating Mass and celebration at home ceremonies with prayer on the Sabbath, which is Saturday. I want people to wake up and realize your government, like Joe Biden, is trying to kill you, sterilize you, destroy your future, steal your wealth, impoverish you, starve you to death, and kill your economy. That's what he's doing. If you don't believe that, just watch every move of every day of this monster. Okay, your comments. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about it is we got to remember that Joe Biden is the puppet only. He's being dictated and the strings are being pulled as a puppet by the global elite, both here in this country and throughout the world.
Right.
Billionaires, multi-billionaires, that are planning to all this genocide to begin with. And, of course, the World Health Organization being behind it, the World Economic Forum.
Right.
And, of course, they're all tied to the hip with the United Nations. So Biden is just one person, but it's all these that are more powerful than Biden that are directing him what to do.
He's just a good puppet. He's a good puppet.
Yeah, not just him, even Congress, members of Congress, and all the same way.
Right.
And of course, they're in the pockets of a lot of...
But you know, it doesn't take a lot of good people to learn change this. For example, if you and your family get 2 foods a month of food, you get lethal and non-lethal weapons, you get a private communication chip, you get our first line of defense kit and our immune support and the new oral immunization so you can't get sick, so they can't kill you with Omicron or some variation. You survive this. You need private communication, private commerce. That's what we need so people can still have the exchange system aside from the New World Order, and either the BRICS currency or the New World Order currency out of the Vatican. Once you have that, you can survive what's coming. Because it still allows trade and commerce, right?
All right.
So I think it's very doable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless something happens now, people are talking about getting gold and buying gold. What for the government were to do like they did in the past? But was it under Roosevelt? Seize the gold?
Well, no. Here's what I would recommend. I would recommend people buy silver first, then gold. If you're going to have crypto, I think you want crypto that can be exchanged for food, water, and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And The government's going to try to see if they can link crypto to their world currency, either the BRICS or a combination of the BRICS and the normal North American Vatican currency. I would say the most important thing is to have silver, number one, have emergency foods and other things you can exchange with other people, and supplies you need in order to be able to survive, produce heat, for example, in your home, or cooling if you need air conditioning. Have you get yourself ready to survive what's coming. I started getting ready years ago. We have a backup, you know, propane thing to heat our home up if the power goes out. We have 8,500 watts of solar. Once you're ready, you're ready. I mean, we're ready for what's coming. We have a pool for water storage. I know where to drill if we wanted to set up a well. So one of the next things I may want to do is actually drill for a well on our property, because we have a big enough yard. We can do that right in the front yard. We know the spot where we would actually drill.
Yeah, I'm sitting on top of an aquifer out in my backyard. And they say it's got the purest water underground. And I've got a little place that's wet all the time.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I tell people, don't be so nervous over this thing. The biggest virus is not the COVID virus, it's the fear virus, isn't it? They spread fear so that you will shake and do what they want you to do.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, fear is a good weapon.
Pray for Dr. Maudet as she gets fully recovered. Pray for Zelenka, who is gone to heaven. He died. Pray for Dr. Ford, who's recovering from COVID, who didn't listen to all my recommendations. Pray for those that should take their oral immunizations so they don't get sick or die from COVID over the next year or two. Pray for those people who need to get out of the big box churches and stop wasting money on big box churches to get yourself ready to survive what's coming with both lethal and non-lethal weapons. I'm going to be making what's called a denial of conflict weapon, where you aim it at your enemy and it makes him completely incapable of engaging you to harass you. That'll be available here in the fall. And once you have it available, you'll aim it at someone, you can take out an entire army and they will barf their guts up and can't do a damn thing to you.
Dr. Bigger, you've got one more prayer should go. What Jesus said?
Yeah.
Pray for your enemies.
Well, I pray for Hillary Clinton and the other ones, because if we can get one or more of these evil ones to convert publicly and repent of what they're doing, it'll help a lot of people that are on the fence. Because a lot of people don't want to take this seriously. They want to accuse us of being mentally ill, when they're the ones that are basically godless. Aren't they?
That's right. They are.
Yeah. They're godless people. They're, in a sense, functionally suicidal. Stop it, okay? Wake up before you harm yourself or kill your family. You need to wake up, because we want to help. We want to pray for you that you can survive through this and thrive through it and have a decent life. But a lot of people realize we're here and we're going to survive through this no matter what the hell happens. We will make it through. Our God is God. God's not intending to allow us to die from these stupidity things. He wants us to survive through it, because we're his children. We are co-creators with God. We are not here to be victims, are we?
No, that's for sure.
Yeah. So I want to say a prayer. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Ha'olam. Lord, God bless and keep you out there. All you people that listen to the New Dramatic Report, we have the Independence Day celebration. Independence is a code. Save on the sale, and my wife's going to make sure it only lasts through the 6th. Get your money now, because it won't be probably all the way to Labor Day, a month and a half later, or 2 months later, Labor Day, where you'll have another sale. So get your sales in now, because he's going to cut it off after the 4th or the 6th. And no more big sales for almost 2 months. So take care of everybody. We are going to take care of you. Consults are free anytime. I will help to regenerate your body. Remember, God is with us. But it needs to make sure you can get all the benefits unless you have to seek it in truth. And if you seek it in truth, God will send you protection, right?
Right. The truth will set you free.
Exactly. Tom, any closing comments you want to make?
No, just everybody have a nice weekend, and, you know...
Fourth of July, isn't it great?
Yeah.
I've been working so hard. I'm so glad I put up a lot of videos yesterday, which will be up. I did with Ryan on all of our special products. Those will be posted up on each of the specific products for all of our different NutriMeds. The consults are all free. I've changed doctors all the time. I'm very sad to see people suffer and die when they don't listen to me. But you know what? Maybe it's going to take a certain amount of suffering for people to finally wake up and say, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to listen to that guy, Deagle. I'm going to heal. I'm going to have enough guts to stand up for the truth because my God is God. You know, God doesn't just make us victims. He makes us co-creators, doesn't he?
Yeah, expects us to use our brains, which a lot of people don't do anymore.
Yeah, well, they're going to wake up soon. Thank you, everybody out there.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Genesis, here. We are going to have another amazing show on Tuesday. This show here will be rebroadcast along with the hour one on Friday. So, Dan... do this show on hour two on Monday at Labor Day, and hour one will be a Friday show earlier today. Thank you, Dan. Happy Independence Day. And the Second Amendment, by the way, is not just the freedom to carry guns. It's a freedom to resurrect a new republic if it is illegal, unethical, and immoral. The only country on earth that rewrites the Constitution, you have to rise up and raise a new government if your government is illegitimate. That's the Second Amendment. Take care, everybody. Independence Day. Independence Code. Save. Heal. And thank the Lord God for all of us, my brothers and sisters. God bless you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.